Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
It's the radio segment that's looking to shake up the beverage world. Ooh. Challenging vitamin water with a new product called Suds. Ooh. With two U's and a Z.
Oh. Okay.
It's recycled bathwater energy drinks.
Oh.
You want to go green? Better drink green.
Okay.
With an ice cold can of Suds.
Coloring too.
Get your 14 pack with laser stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Those other tub chuggers just don't.
Gross.
This
Jeff.
First laser story is out of Melbourne, Australia. A guy named Sammy Faulkner is launching a new Korean barbecue joint.
Cool.
And before he even opened for business, he posted a sign outside in big block letters that says, "Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor, and now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?"
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, here's a picture of the sign.
It's a classic revenge Korean barbecue restaurant.
Tale as old as time.
Career because of this.
And it looks like he actually put up two signs, one on each side of the building, so he really wanted to make sure that she saw it.
Okay, maybe you use this flex after you've been open and successful for a year.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
No word from Sophia at all.
No. Yeah,
if
Sophia,
if she's seen it or not.
Care.
But it's gone pretty viral in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's why a week later, a donut joint nearby put up their own sign that said, "Yo, Korean barbecue, don't worry about Sophia. We have all the dessert you need right here."
Because he's still eating his feelings. Because he's obviously not over Sophia.
Okay, now this guy, though, loves it. Because Sophia is becoming a main thing in Australia.
He should have named it Not Sophia's Restaurant.
You're really doubling down.
Unfortunately, not a lot of people got the Sophia reference with the donut shop.
Oh, because you have to see the first and then the next.
But it didn't stop more restaurants from joining in. A Mexican place then posted a sign that read, "Taco about that breakup. Our tacos won't ghost you like Sophia did."
Yeah, take that, Sophia.
Okay, it's going too far.
So, yeah.
It's funny because we all know the guy probably cheated, and he's like, "Yeah, you broke up with me."
Well, you get the picture. A lot of Sophia signs are popping up in Melbourne, and they continue to do so because every time they do, they make the news and get free publicity.
Okay.
All right, now here we are.
It's by Sophia.
Yeah.
You know, instead of by Felicia.
This next laser story is out of grocery store headquarters.
Boring headquarters.
I love it.
Trader Joe's just upped the price of a single banana for the first time in two decades.
What?
And it's by more than 20%.
Whoa.
Naners are getting expensive now.
So if you didn't know, since 2001, they've been selling bananas for 19 cents a piece.
Yeah, it's like a big thing at Trader Joe's.
Oh, they brag about it, even. The displays say stuff like, same price for 20 years running.
It's kind of like, I was like, why are we talking about banana prices?
It's that like their, you know, Costco $1.50 hot dog.
God,
it is the 19 cent that's a banana. Good,
well, not now anymore, because they just upped it to 23 cents.
Come on,
guys, it's so cheap.
4 cents, boo.
They used to sell them by the pound, like other stores do, but they switched to 19 cents per banana after the CEO saw an old lady grab a bunch and then put them back. And he asked her why she didn't pull the trigger on the banana purchase, and she told him, Sonny, I may not live to that fourth banana.
Oh, I am tired.
Like, oh, sweet woman, we'll give you one.
And coincidentally enough, she did keel over in the checkout
line.
No, she
Jeffrey.
Didn't.
I'm just kidding. She made it out to the parking lot.
Yeah. Okay.
But in other words, they've priced them individually for over two decades because of just one old lady's
really
casual
sweet.
Fear of impending death.
Kind
I don't
cute.
Know why that fact warms my little Trader Joe's heart.
I'm gonna
Jeffrey.
Buy a banana for her today.
Well, not anymore. Now they're expensive. She wouldn't like that.
That's true. So, she boycotts.
She's not here anymore. Dad.
Yeah, now that she's gone, up those prices. This next laser story is out of food news.
Yay.
Oreo fans are doing a double take after the beloved brand just announced a surprising new flavor. And you guys can tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
But the snack brand just unveiled the upcoming arrival of Churro Flavor Cream Oreos.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
How would this be bad? In what world is this not heaven?
My and diabetes is flaring up.
Oh, it's
at the
so
picture.
Good.
To
Look
give
it.
You an idea, the cookies are tan in color as opposed to the usual dark Oreos.
Yeah, they have a lot of tan and different colored Oreos.
According to the description, each cookie will boast the flavors of fried dough and churro flavor cream.
Yes. Creamy.
So now, good. Are there chunks in there? I don't want chunks, but is there
no,
looks
I don't
like a
think
cookie?
So. No, I don't chunks. Think there's any chunks.
No one wants a chunky cookie.
No, it's just flavored. It's just fried dough flavored.
Okay, good.
Okay?
I just meant the cream filling.
Gotcha.
Although I do want some churros right now.
I know!
The announcement left some fans in disbelief, saying, is this real?
So
many said they're extremely excited to try the new churro flavor cream Oreos. But someone commented, what a day to be an Oreo lover and a churro lover.
Not a good day for us diabetics.
Yeah, no, sorry, Jose.
It's true.
Don't worry, I'll still eat them.
Not everyone is such a big fan of the idea. One user wrote, I choked on a churro when I was in college.
Okay.
These Oreos are bringing me right back to that cafeteria. No thank you.
You're supposed to take bites of it, not to try to put the whole thing in your mouth.
Thanks for trauma shaming me, Oreo.
Yeah.
This European-inspired version is going to be hitting shelves today.
Oh, that's going to be so good. And dipped in milk. Like, all of it's still good.
I feel like that was a frat contest that Jeffrey took part in. How much of the churro can you fit in your mouth?
This next laser story is out of Game Show Central.
Hey!
Here's something you probably didn't know about The Price is Right.
Oh, I wasn't a contestant. I've been in the audience.
But you were there.
Well, if you had gotten on stage, they are totally prepared in the event that a contestant's bladder goes rogue.
What?
Oh, that's good, because I always have to pee. I'd probably pee myself.
If you pee your pants? I mean, I could see, like, out of excitement,
well,
too.
Yeah, it's actually a lifelong dream to be on the show.
A former producer went on record to say, quote, we had a system in place in case someone peed their pants.
Aww.
I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case. Since we would have to get on with the show.
Oh, they come back from the showcase showdown and they just have different pants on.
Yeah.
It's like little Jimmy in second grade where you're like, I know you weren't wearing those earlier.
Yeah. And they do have a lot of like older people in the audience usually who are contestants on the show.
Totally.
So bladder control would totally be a problem.
They should just auction them off. Now that they're soiled, how much do you guys go for?
It's interesting because we have something similar with this radio program.
Oh.
If Laser Stories ever gets too funny and someone mistakenly takes a toozy.
What?
Why would you take a toozy?
That happens.
What? It's never happened.
It's happened a lot. This guy is here for the cleanup.
Oh, God.
Is it for Ashton?
I think it's only Jeff.
No, Turtle is just down the hallway, but he will be here in 3 days' time. So you just have to be patient and it will get cleaned up.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what the smell is.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end to the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.